Look at the dialogue. You got all the trees you can freely eat. This is the choice. And we're coming to choices here. The subject matter is choice. And don't let me get away with not telling it, not saying anything about it. But of all the trees, he says, you can eat. But this one you can't. Now, that is remarkable. You've even got the tree of eternal life. You could live forever. But this one, you'll become as a god, knowing good from evil. See? The tree of knowledge and right from wrong. You eat of that, you become puffed up. And that's what Adam did. But there's evil in the picture that you don't see, operating as the spirit of Paradise Lost, the serpent in the garden. But the serpent is metaphoric. It's not necessarily metaphoric, but it's real, because you see people are serpentine. They will seduce whole nations. There's hardly, in the history of the human race, there's only been 1% of the human race, the whole human race, that ever lived in freedom, and then they lost it. And we're about to lose it now. For all the above reasons, we make our own gods. We got, program?
American Idol.
We need our idols. We all, that person, that miserable excuse for a human being that sings a song and sings like an angel to us. And then we all vote, and we vote, we've created a god. And this god loves us. See? That god is a puppet god, but the puppet god can also take you over. If he's a weak person, he'll give you a sense of worth. But he has no. And if you elect that person who's weak, he will make all the wrong decisions for you. He'll give you welfare and all kinds of stuff. He'll give you everything you want until the whole country's ruined and spoiled, because we've never ever worked for a penny. You take money from one person and give it to another. You have a base that you want to appeal to.